Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Stop talking now.
2 o'clock. Sorry, I'm still organising. Go.
Hello, how's it going? Welcome to episode 231. Or would you say 231?
You can say whatever you want. It's your podcast.
Okay, 231. Fuck yourself. How are you keeping? How's everyone?
I'm good. I'm good.
All good?
We have Ed in the his house.
Yeah.
Back again.
Give us new glasses.
Whoop. Give us a whoop whoop.
These are new glasses, yeah.
Are they new glasses, yeah?
Yeah. I brought my glasses to a gig in Trinity a while ago and I left them on the ground and I turned around to go, oh, my glasses. And I literally saw somebody standing on them and I heard the crunch
of the glasses.
And I dropped my buzz ball.
Yeah. I was just doing the...
You're doing the...
The gesture of points going into your mouth.
It's a fine line between the drink gesture and the masturbating one.
Yeah, but when you're going towards your mouth, then it's a bigger kind of grasp. It's more like...
None of that was happening.
No one has a big... One that size, do it well. I suppose some people.
They're chunky glasses.
They are chunky. Yeah, I feel a bit up.
I feel like you're recording, as mentioned in this.
Is there a camera in them?
There
should be. Yeah, an old vintage kind of like 1920s camera. That's how chunky these are.
I like them. I think they suit you.
See this one here.
I think they suit you really good.
They suit me real good.
Real good.
How much were they?
These were Specsavers. So what, 199 for two pairs?
People are going to think this episode is sponsored by Specsavers.
And it's not. This is not an ad.
It's not an ad. Just to level the playing field, my kid got his Envision Mixer.
There we go.
That levels it.
Vision Mixer.
That levels it.
I think that's what it's called.
Vision Mixer rings a bell. I think I've seen that before.
Yeah, is it a mobile? Does a van pull up outside?
Yeah. Fix it. Fixit.com.
I'll do the gutters as well while I'm
here. Yeah, good. How are you, Darren?
I was just trying to think of another fucking...
Glasses company?
Yeah. Optolay.
Optolay.
Is that fucking eye drops or something?
That's laser, isn't it?
Is it? Well, to go one better, Optolay.
Yeah.
Eyes are us.
To level the playing field again, Optolay.
Optolay.
Love it. Yeah. Do you ever wear contact lenses?
I will never wear contacts.
Why?
I cannot put my finger in my eyeball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely
me neither.
No
you
chance.
Get used to it.
People say that I don't want to be in a position where I get used to it.
Have you tried?
I've seen people doing it.
I mean, I didn't think
like
I'd get used to
Clockwork Orange.
I didn't think I'd get used to putting my finger up my bum.
And look at you now. Doing it right now.
Chocolate finger. Little chocolate finger. Up the bum. Get up. Whole packet.
Very subtle.
Will we get into it, so?
Right, come on then.
Go on.
That's what you said when you put the
finger
up.
Thanks for coming
in,
Ed, actually. Right, we get in. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
Are we recording, yeah?
We are up and running.
Nice. Happy days.
So, just for the viewer, if this goes out as a clip, sorry about that. Sorry about the setup.
Don't apologise.
We keep changing. It's a makeshift
So, Darren, thanks for coming in today.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
We were very impressed with your CV.
Cheers.
Thank you very much. Would you like to explain the missing 5 years in between 2005 and 2010?
Locked up.
Perfect. You've
banged
got the
up
job.
Abroad.
Banged up abroad in... Vietnam.
In Vietnam?
Yeah.
Why? What did you do in Vietnam?
I don't know, just smuggled a load of drugs up my bum.
Coke up the bum, isn't it? Yeah. It's usually coke up the bum.
Yeah.
And only a little bit.
I don't think it was Vietnam. Where's a good country to get locked up?
A good country or like a terrible country?
A terrible country.
The last
yeah.
place that you want to be locked up. Somewhere in South America?
Mexico. Philippines maybe.
Philippines would be lovely. Would I feel it? Like you'd be locked up behind bamboo bars.
Yeah. You just get out and go,
This is nice. Yeah, this is nice. Kind of want to be banged up in the
I think the best place would be Norway or Sweden or Denmark.
I think I've seen a photograph.
Ireland. Like a mid-priced Ireland, no. Airbnb.
PlayStation.
You want to be banged up in Ireland. We talked about, Ed, you might have been the producer when we were talking about how lovely the prison system is over here. It's so nice that I'm not 100% sure which prison it is. I think it's Portlaoise Prison. Portlaoise Prison won an award for its food.
I do not think that they should be giving them good food. Is that the...
No, I think they should be giving them good food, but they won an award. They're an award. They have like a Michelin star or something.
Five-star carbonara.
Seriously.
Five-bar.
They have an award. They're in one of like the guides.
What the helly?
Wow. That's how good
you'd
the
nearly
food
just
are.
Go like that and put your hands out and go, go on, I'm starving there.
That's insane. I want to try it.
I really wonder what the rating system is.
Is that prison awards?
Prison awards? Like prison officers?
Best prisons.
Awards.
Oh, awards. Well, if there is,
Ireland's best prison.
Ireland's best chef, prison chef. And you get less time as well if you're on good behaviour by getting a job in there by being a chef or something. So the lads that were cooking the dinner, they were all doing come down with me. Yeah. Knocking it out of the park.
Oh, if I got locked up, I'd go straight into the kitchen and whip up a storm and then get out and good behaviour.
I got a microwave meal yesterday and I bit into a stone.
Oh my God.
A stone?
A stone. I bit into a stone. And then I took a picture and I sent it to the company that makes the microwave meals. And they just said, and I said, like, do you want the batch number if you want to recall these? Because I found a fucking stone in the mail. And they just said, oh, sorry to hear about that. And he's like, what the fuck?
Sorry to hear about that. Hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Not
that
even
was it.
Like,
there was
not even like, I'll send you out some.
Yeah, I thought maybe at the very least they'd send out some. Well,
stones.
Them again. Yeah. Straight into the garden. Bleeding stone.
Handy meals though. When you don't get the stones.
When you're not getting the stones, the handy meals, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. I was raging. I was starving as well.
Would I be eating them?
Huh?
Would I be eating them?
You'd eat a stone.
No, or they something that...
You'd be eating them.
We'd all know.
Yeah. I'm not saying that.
Yeah. I'll probably have to... microwave meals.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. So
these are protein ones.
Shut up, Ed.
Oh, I can edit that out. Or will I?
Oh. Ed has the power nowadays. Ed's like, let's
power.
Like fuck these over.
Yeah, let's my just, like, my bleep button over. Is. I need to get it replaced. The battery's gone. Bashing all the bleeping I'm doing.
Mm-mm. You hung me out to dry last week, Ed.
Oh, big time.
How?
Fucking hung me out to dry.
Did I say the words?
Didn't say the words, but. It was the
did the producer
the implication
in situ,
was there.
It was
the implication was there.
I didn't even listen
that was
back
removed.
To it. I was like, get rid of that.
Like, what?
It's up about 5 minutes. I was like,
can blame
down.
Delete that.
Oh, yeah, was like, it wasn't on me now, and I was looking after you there. Like,
and
you
know? That's the first time ever in like 4 years I've asked to get something deleted.
The amount of shit you've said, though.
I've said some bad stuff.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
I had to go for a walk. I had to go out and just touch grass and go... ring my missus and hold my child for a while. And
it was in the house.
Wow. Not even. I just.
So you were in the house with your missus.
Yeah, and I ran
and
downstairs.
And then you left to have a walk so you could ring your missus.
Just to make sure that the door was open so I could just run straight in and be with my family. The comment was kind of changed my perspective.
I know. I'm a sick man.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Sick man.
I'm a sick
man.
You're
really sick like.
Yeah. It's, I need to have a good
There's
long
Pat Kenny,
look
I'm not
at
even
yourself.
Messing with you.
Is he fuck?
There he is. Look at him.
I was
he
walking
is gracefully walking around that building.
He's gliding around.
I was in here looking for you, but you were upstairs smoking. But when
wow,
I was on my
I
way out,
smoke.
When I was on my way out, I heard him saying, "How are you, Joe?" And I looked over.
He did not.
He was on the phone.
Oh,
I thought he was talking to me.
Hello, Joe
how
Duffy,
are you,
Joe
wonder?
Duffy?
Yeah, how are you, Joe Duffy? Are you looking for a job?
Did he do it like this? Right beside, just go, "Hello, Joe," and then look at you and then go, "Duffy, how are you keeping?"
Burn. Yeah, he looked me up and down. So, "Hello, Joe," and then looked me up and down with just
do
his
know
eyes.
Why? I could put a link to you as there and how he'd know you was true, like the Dustin the Turkey fella.
Maybe.
You know?
I mean, I work in the same building as him. Like, the link shouldn't be that I've like, done a Dustin the Turkey sketch.
How can we link it back to Joe Nolan?
Oh, you had a conversation with him at the Christmas party last year.
Oh, that's probably it then.
We were in a pub. I can't remember the name of the pub, but it's named after like an Irish warrior.
Most of them are.
And he was telling me all about the Irish warrior. And I'm like, man, you need a podcast. Hello, welcome to the Pat Kenny podcast.
That sounded like Christopher Walken a little bit.
Really? I'll never be able to do that again.
Christopher Walken do the toy show.
You know. The nice toys.
Get these
time
toys.
Now for wooden toys.
You can't beat a good book.
It's Tomb Raider. It's
What's
the Raider of Tomb.
Your name.
Why is Tomb Raider frightening? The chat. That's bad. That was a bad
that was, you're losing it, man.
Yeah, I'm putting you off because mine is bad. And then
you're fucking at the round, Ned.
Yeah.
Losing it's going it. So well.
Oh, well.
How's it going anyway? How are you?
Yeah, not bad, yeah.
You busy?
Kept going, yeah.
Good.
Flat to the mat.
Aye, fuck.
Fucking right. Fucking flat to the mat.
Jesus. Good man.
Belly boxing and all.
You can't be put here. Belly boxing champion of England.
Having a drink
just
of
just what I'm
coffee,
drinking my latte. I'd never heard that before.
Back
before
on the buzzballs,
he
is.
Yeah, I fucking flat out on the buzzballs.
Buzzballing myself into infinity.
Are you back on them?
No, I'm off them now, yeah.
I heard the Christmas party for here is tomorrow, isn't it?
It is.
You going to that?
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Too
you going?
Things on tomorrow.
I'm not going. I'm afraid of what I'll do to you with a few drinks on me.
I know.
A few buzzballs. You've never been to a Christmas party, darling? Here? Just,
no, not here, no.
Why?
Don't like mingling.
Come you in, fucking love mingling.
I do, yeah.
You've warmed up to it now. In the last few months now, you've been a mingle master.
Mm. I've overtaken you in the minglings here.
I swear to God.
I'm a fan of it.
Brushing the shoulders.
I've really came out with Michelle.
Good banter earlier with the receptionist.
Absolutely.
Oh. He had her like
someone
laughing
was doing
in her
happy
chair.
Birthday downstairs. You could hear from the floor we were
what
on.
What did you say?
I just eye rolled. I just looked and eye rolled and she was like.
It's how easy it
roared
is.
Roared laughing.
It's how easy it is.
Because she was thinking it as well. She wanted to eye roll but she thought, oh, I can't really do that in this situation.
Yeah.
But I can.
Darren, if you walked into the Christmas party, everyone would stop talking and just look over and say, there he is, there he is. Shh.
Do you reckon?
Mm-hmm.
It's Darren Conway, he's actually here.
Shh.
He showed up.
He showed up. Oh my God, he's had to come in there.
And Pat Kenny would approach you. He'd glide through the crowd, which would open up like the Red Sea. And he'd say...
He'd say, how are you, Darren? And then he'd just go on the phone and be a different Darren.
Darren, yeah. Yeah, it'll be different Darren.
Fucking... You should go for the crack. Make an appearance, no? Well, just say, just go and say, I've arrived. And then just leave.
I might rise from the couch at about 10 o'clock and go, do you know what? I need to make an appearance there.
For a minute, I actually thought there was a good enough reason for you not to go to the Christmas party. Are you not? You're just staying at home?
Staying at home. I might do the mask on it. Put on...
No, the mask. Jim Carrey.
You should put on my mask. You should get a mask of my face. Did you ever see them like Team U masks and it looks really realistic? You should get one of me and I should get one of you. And we should just live each other's lives for a day. You should go and make... And you can make a fool of yourself dressed in my face.
I'd just be buying everyone a drink and he'd be like, there's something wrong here.
Oh, yeah. Hold on
tips.
A second.
No, here, there's something going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd be tipping delivery drivers and taxi drivers 20 quid now. And they'd be like, no, here, this isn't right. They just malfunction. They wouldn't know what was going on. And then he'd just go to town dressed as me and start fucking fights and all.
I'd start turning down jobs. And they'd be like, what's going on here?
What do you mean you don't want to do an ad for a blinds company?
What do you mean you don't want to do a paid partnership?
What do you mean you don't want to do an ad? You've never turned down any ad opportunity ever. So why now? And then they're just like, I don't know, just fuck you. Like, just replying to everyone, fuck off.
It's too commercial for me. Quick. It's definitely not Darren.
Like, all I have is a mask. How the fuck did I get your email access?
If it doesn't involve some sort of money laundering, I don't want it. Fuck off.
Keep it. Good stuff.
Fucking hate that. I bet you can't think of what it was for the life of you now. I did my theory test yesterday.
Stop.
Now, I'm going to talk about this on the Conways as well, so anyone that listens to both... It's going to have to be said on both, you know that way. Because it's a personal journey, but also a journey that I want to share with my friends of the podcast.
Okay.
Congratulations.
I passed it.
Did you?
39 out of 40.
High five.
Oh.
Me like.
Very good. 39 out of 40.
Yeah.
What was the one you got wrong?
don't know, it doesn't tell you which one you got wrong.
Ah.
It just gives you the scorecard, and then there was like just the one. There's different sections, like, and then it's out of whatever you got. I got all of them, and then there was just like one section that I didn't get. Like, say, so I got like 7 of 8 in that section. But
when you, so you do your test, and then you go to the waiting area, and then they give you like an envelope, don't they? Like it's a gender reveal.
No, it actually just comes up on the screen.
Oh, does it?
Never happened before, though. The first time I did it, because I'd done it like 2 years ago and I failed it by one question. But when I passed, it came up on the screen straight away. Congratulations, you passed. And loads of confetti popped everywhere.
And everyone
people
started
coming and go, hey, Macarena, oi! And I was like, oh, nice one.
Pat Kelly just lowers himself from the ceiling.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well done.
I was like, bloody, what the fuck is going on? Bloody hell. But it's fucking, couldn't believe I passed it. I did study it, like, but when I was at home with the app, like, 18 bloody euro, by the way.
For the app?
Oh, yeah. When I was at it, doing it at home for a few weeks, I was not getting 39, like. I was failing most of them, and the most I got on it was 36, which is a pass by one. Yeah. 35 is a pass, like. And got 39 when I went in. Couldn't believe it. Could not believe it.
I'm kind of nervous that you're going to be on the road.
I'm going to be on the road. Like, this time next year, I'm going to have a full license. That's how confident I am with it.
Well, there's a big waiting. Isn't that a big waiting queue?
Not when you know a few heads.
Ooh. Throwing your weight around. And that's not a fat joke either. Throwing your weight around to skip the queue.
Hang on a second.
I said that's not a fat joke. That's not a weight joke.
Once you address it,
no, but
it becomes it, doesn't it?
There's a team coming up now.
You thought about it where you were thinking like, oh shit, I shouldn't have said that one.
It's on my head now. I'm very self-conscious. I'm very aware of what I'm saying now. Self-aware.
But I can't say if I definitely am going to drive this time next year, but like there is obviously a wait list.
But sure, you could drive tomorrow. You could drive today.
Yeah, but if I get caught, I get 4 penalty points.
Not if you have a full driver's license, which a person...
Well, I have to wait for the license. I have to do 12 tests as well before I can do that.
Oh, no. 12
lessons.
No, no, no.
12 lessons, I mean.
12 lessons before you can do the test, the full test. You can drive now if you want.
Can you?
I don't think...
Yeah,
I think
with a provisional license.
I think you need to have 12 lessons to drive with a licensed driver in the passenger seat.
Mm. So how is that? How is that policed? You can't. So you could just tell somebody.
Man, they just stop you and say, "Have you got your 12 lessons?" And if you say, "Yeah," they just look into it. Like,
they say, "Show us your tongue."
Yeah. And you go,
Yeah. No. You can drive to you could drive Amy's car now if she's in the car.
That's my car.
You can drive your car now.
You cannot drive on public roads after passing the theory test alone. You must first apply for and receive a learner's permit. After passing the theory test, you can apply for a learner's permit, which allows you to take driving lessons and practice driving on public roads. But you must always have the permit with you.
Is that what is the provisional license not a thing anymore? Is it a
to get a learner's permit? You must be at least 16 years old and must have passed the theory test within the last 2 years.
I'm 23. I'm past that bracket anyway.
The 16-year-olds guy. You're there next to. Was it a room full of other computers?
There was just young fellas and young ones, like fucking fresh out of Leiden school, like.
Yeah.
And I was just coming in, walked in, I was like, how's it going? And she's like, take a seat there. The first thing she said to me, can I see your passport? Sure, didn't I forget it?
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Had to get Amy to leave the job.
She said, I had my driving license.
She was just showing you around the corner from where I set the test, like, the house isn't far, like, so she flew around, got it and brought it over.
Should have just said to her, do you not know me?
I tried that. Yeah.
Stop making jokes when I'm drinking my coffee.
She was like, so you're going to need your passport? And I was like,
passport, just finger in your face.
Yeah. And then I just showed on me following. Just took out my phone, went on TikTok and just went, look at that. Holding it one hand like that and swinging it.
100-something thousand followers there, love. How about that for a passport? No, we actually need your passport, so get me your fucking passport. All right, hang on. I'll text the missus. She had to leave work.
I was putting like one arm on the table and leaning and all. Have a look at that there.
You're just laying over and you go,
I can show you my Twitter as well if you want. I don't have that much on YouTube, but I'll show you as well. Like.
I do have a passport. A passport to success.
Let me see your passport. Let me see your Instagram. How many followers do you have?
I tell you, I went to get the eye test straight after. They have a Specsavers in there, in the Omni. And this isn't an ad, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But they gave me a free eye test.
Oh, you got a free eye test?
Because of who you are?
I think so.
And did you pass that one as well?
Because I started throwing my weight around. Like, was like, I'm not paying for that. You're mad, I'll do an ad for you.
maybe you were supposed to pay for it and you're just so used to free stuff that you just walked out without paying. That's bleeding great.
And everyone's like, just like, ah, fucking Leah. Get me in the end. But the woman that was looking after me knows you.
In Specsavers?
I didn't get her name though.
Oh. I don't know anyone that works in Specsavers.
Her partner, you used to hang around with her partner, I think. He's from your area, but I don't know who it is. Didn't get on him.
Rude.
On my end?
Yeah. Should have got on him.
Should have got on him.
A number?
Trisha.
Ah, Trisha, yeah.
Yeah.
Trisha from Specsavers.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, yeah, no Trisha, well, yeah. Did you pass it? The eye test?
Yeah. It's a weird one. It's like a...
Two tests pass.
So the red light in the middle, and then the red light moves, and you have to, like, just press the thing every time you see the white fucking light. Is that a new one?
I've never done it.
Have you not?
I've never done an eye test.
Never done an eye test.
I was going to say to him, do you ever do one? Fucking... Up over it.
But you've never done an eye test.
I've done like where you look at the letters and they get smaller as you get to the bottom.
Oh, you never put your chin on the...
Oh, that one. That's what I done yesterday. It's a nightmare. Yeah. My back was killing me.
I don't like
6 minutes or something.
And they get very close to you, don't they? The optician or...
Oh.
They come in real close.
I've been in hospital. I had an infection in my... I don't know. It wasn't even an infection. It was like an inflammation of the it's called scleritis.
I remember you had that.
Remember that? And my eye pupil burst open.
Stop.
And it was just like black in the middle of my eye. It was just all pupil. There was no blue around my eye. It was just all blue. Or black. And then I just remember going in and they put the machine like right up to my pupil. It was actually touching my pupil. Because they actually had to put a numbing agent on my eyeball.
Jeez.
Because they were up against my pupil. It was mad. Horrible. I have photographs of it. It's horrifying. It's disgusting.
What causes that?
Don't know. Came on me all of a sudden. And we were filming Free Gaff at the time and my eye started getting irritated. And then we finished filming Free Gaff and then it just blew out. My eye blew out. It was swollen. It was awful. It was horrific. And very, very painful.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Poor me.
Should have gone to Specsavers, I suppose.
Should have.
This is not an ad. This is not an ad.
It's not an ad.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Well, you shouldn't have gone.
I'm just saying that they were very nice and they looked after.
This is not an ad.
And it's Specsavers in the Omni.
I should have went to Specsavers for Ollie's glasses.
Go to the Omni.
Yeah, should I will now. Now that I know Trish is working there.
It's not Trisha, but you'd know her like, Joe.
Just go in shouting, Trish!
Think she's related to you, like.
Oh, is she?
Think so. You have loads of family, don't you?
I do, yeah. Adam's family. I'm not the Adam's family, the fucking Brady bunch.
Yeah.
The Brady bunch, that's what I like.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dye with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%, give me that phone there.
Yeah, I went to the parent-teacher meeting. I think I kind of went a little bit with me backup. Like I was ready to fight back because Oliver was getting, like, we get text messages from the teacher saying that he's a little bit disruptive in class, like, you know.
Boxing the head off everyone.
I was just trying to fucking think of solutions. I was like, do you think maybe, like, there's another kid that he kind of keeps playing with, like, in class and stuff. And she said, well, we tried to, like, separate them and then we tried to put them on different ends of the... And I was like, well, have you tried putting them together? Maybe? I don't know. Like, just trying to throw in ideas. Like, I'd be like, I don't know if that would be... I mean, we could try it.
Homeschool them.
Handcuff them.
Yeah, I think
You teach them at home.
Yeah.
You wouldn't mind me teaching them. No. He'd be walking... Oh, I just watched a documentary, Age of Disclosure, about the aliens. Oh, like, there's literally... alien spacecraft.
So is this the homeschooling? Is this what you're teaching them?
This is what I would be teaching. This is why I wouldn't want to homeschool them. I'd be like, sit down there and watch this documentary now. Sit down there and watch this YouTube video now.
Dad, I'll show you what really morning. Happened with the Twin Towers.
Yeah. Did you watch Age of Disclosure?
Never even heard of it.
It's like the ultimate. Dan Farah, Dave Farah, the fella who made Ready Player One.
All right.
Made this documentary, and he got like 39 people from the government, from the Air Force, from all over the American industrial complex, like, and they've all seen alien spacecraft, and some have seen alien bodies, and are saying they exist. Like, it's crazy.
I never fucking doubted it.
And I'm saying this to Moira. I'm like, is this not blowing your mind? Aliens exist. And everyone's like, yeah.
I mean, it's all there.
What the fuck?
I have to say that. What's the name of it?
Age of Disclosure.
This is a recent documentary.
Yeah. People that are like the head of the defense in the United States government. Like, who are the people that are involved in it? Let me just get a little quick. This will sound better. This will sound better if I have details of it.
There's Pat Kenny again.
Do you reckon Pat Kenny believes in aliens?
I don't like asking people.
Do you think so?
Yes.
A very rational man.
I don't like asking people for photos, but I feel like asking them.
He wears that suit, doesn't he? Not many can carry a linen suit off.
Hey, Pat, could I get a photo with you? Why did you just say no?
Wow. He would.
He would say
He's
no.
He's very nice, yeah.
So the military, the scientists, physicians, Stanford professor Gary Nolan, astrophysicist Eric Davis, quantum physicist Travis Taylor, and NASA UAP Travis study Taylor. Team. Like, NASA have a UFO study team. They have a UFO study team. Like, and then you have like notable figures featured, including government and intelligence officers, such as former Senator Marco Rubio, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Like, and these are all saying, you know, Dan Crenshaw, Tim Borcia, Anna Paulina. I know a lot of these names might not mean anything to you.
But they mean something to me, goddammit.
But they're like the most powerful people in America. And
would that be your dream job? You know, some people would like get the call from Manchester United. Darren, you're coming on. Yeah, we need you.
I'd be like,
Joe, would
no,
that be,
like,
you get a call from that department. There's one space left on this alien
hunt
squad.
There's no hunt. They're sorry, here already.
Yeah. Alien.
We're studying them.
Yeah, Ed.
We're trying to reverse engineer them.
Do you mean fucking
the alien reverse engineer squad?
Yeah.
Would you go, Moira, I've been called. I'm going.
And she'd
would say, that be your dream
she'd say,
scenario?
I understand.
And don't stay
I
up. Understand. Don't stay up late.
I'd say because I'll be up all night studying this shit.
I'm going to be gone for a while.
And there's people that go to these ships, right? And they die 3 months later from like radiation poisoning or cancer. Of every orifice of the body, like they get incredibly sick. There was an alien crash in Brazil in a place called Virginia. Did you ever hear of this?
Go on.
There's an alien crash in Virginia in Brazil, and the alien was walking around the village like a normal person for like a week. Everyone was fucking seeing him. There was one alien.
I can't believe that.
We should know about it, but not, it's, everyone should fucking know about this. And there's another fella, there was a crash.
For a week, just like, what's up?
Like a normal fella.
This mad, isn't it?
Just blended in to this.
He was found, and he was like that. He was kind of huddled under a wall, like he was found like that.
What form did he take?
Like a grey, like a grey. Black eye, the greys.
And they didn't notice.
They did notice. They were like, there's a fucking alien.
Yeah, he's walking around for a week, this fella.
And he died.
Bread and all.
He died, and there was a crash. A UFO crashed, and a police officer went to recover the body of the alien from the UFO, and he brought him to the hospital. And there's a documentary coming out next year in 2026 about the doctor in the hospital that worked on the alien before the alien was taken by government officials. And in the hospital, the policeman who took the alien from the UFO to bring to the hospital died like 3 months later from like cancer. They say that the energy that these UFOs emit from the craft, because
UFO is the craft. Yeah, yeah.
The power that these UFOs generate, that's how they're able to move so quick. They actually warp space time, and they're trying to figure out how they do that. And that uses so much power that it causes incredible radiation and poisoning. And they're already here, and they're living in the water.
Sorry, you know what? You had me by the hand, and I was going with you, and just at the last second, you're like. And they're living underwater.
There's 80% of the ocean we only know 20% of the ocean.
I know that, yeah. That's a fact. But like,
the rest is populated by aliens.
The crazy thing is, possibly. I would not rule it out. Like,
Yeah.
You can't rule it out.
You can't rule it out. I'm starving. When is the food coming?
It's the free wine.
But what I can't understand is, how is it not front page news?
Well,
it's the biggest news.
Alien runs around where?
Virginia, Brazil.
A fucking alien running around the village.
Virginia
robbing
Times?
Bread, and it didn't make the fucking news.
It did make the news, but everyone laughs at it.
But that's big news.
That's big news.
That's like,
it's
fucking
big news. Great,
like,
news.
Huge, big,
massive, no? Mm,
yeah.
This is massive. Like, there's orbs in the sky, and everyone's like, oh, that's not mad.
Chinese lantern.
Like, I showed you the video. Uh-huh. I showed you the video.
But
of
say
the
it, like,
last
I
think it's an indication there's some nefarious governmental forces trying to keep this
100%
under wraps.
Absolutely.
For what reason?
To control society. You don't want to, if we found out that we're not the only civilization,
you'd lose the run of yourself
on Earth. Not you'd fucking you'd
Roya,
go crazy.
You'd loot shops.
People
you'd
would
rob things out of JD and all.
Everything
that aliens,
we know,
I'm robbing
exists.
A pair of runners, like,
straight up.
We'd be fucking, I'm fucking robbing runners. I'm gonna rob some
straight to Foot Locker.
Straight up, looting.
Why? Because there's aliens, and now we know about it.
Yeah, guard.
I mean, we live when. The rules and the laws and everything that society abides by kind of roots back to religion. All our ethics and principles roots back to religion. If we discover that aliens exist, religion falls apart real fucking fast, real quick.
Yeah, like,
and if you don't have religion, why do you have these principles? Like, these principles mean nothing then. Like, if you're putting your hand on a Bible in court and you're swearing on the Bible, if you have nothing higher than you to believe in, then why... Why should anyone trust anything? Do you know?
Not
what
to
I
get too deep on it, but people also believe that the Earth was the center of the universe for centuries.
The what?
That the Earth was the center of the universe.
Yes.
And then that was obviously a very religious belief. When that was proven or disproven by Galileo or Copernicus and all this, religion found a way to go, well, yeah, we knew that. So it did bend in shape and go on for another couple of 100 years. I think if the arrival of aliens... they'd find a way to rationalize it and go, God is great. He's, you know, he sent us, I don't know, the grey man in Brazil, for example, to live for a week.
Legend.
Who was your man in France?
Mbappe?
No. No, he was like the king of France or something, like, not Napoleon.
Louis XIV?
No.
Olivier Giroud?
No.
Mitterrand?
Cuisine de Vaux?
Pepe Le Pew?
No.
That's all the French people as ever was. Napoleon,
Pepe Le Pew was Spanish, isn't he? No, he's French.
He's French.
My bad.
N'Golo Kanté.
But there's theories out there that the plague was made by aliens.
I thought you were going to say Mbappe.
Aliens came down, they were spraying houses with this poison that spread the black plague back in the...
For what reason? Just
and
to
look,
wipe out humanity?
And look, listen, you can't rule it out.
Well, I think there's a lot of evidence that kind of...
You can.
That has...
Can you reel that out?
Yeah. Quite easily.
And come here, listen. We can reel that one out.
Well, you can't. Well, these are all theories. They're all theories. I don't know enough about them. I should have done my research before coming in.
I think it's exciting that there's other...
It is good.
Beings.
Look, I think an alien could walk into this room now and people would be just like, oh, yeah, cool, fair enough, there's an alien.
Yeah, sound like, buzz in, man, have a chat.
Yeah.
Like,
style it.
It's not fucking style it, yeah.
Would you be afraid of an alien if he did walk into this building?
I'm afraid in general. Afraid that nobody cares about this. I'm like,
but have you
aliens...
been programmed to think that they're all here for, like, for bad reasons? Like, they're here to destroy us, take our water.
Yeah.
Take our, like, that's,
I think that's
have you been conditioned by cinema and TV shows over the years to go, an alien arriving here, they're up to no good?
No, because E.T. is lovely. There's loads of lovely aliens.
Yeah, you're terrified
Paul
of him, though.
I'm afraid. Yeah, I was terrified. I'd be afraid to look at him. Mm. Like, if an alien, if I woke up in the middle of the night and there was an alien standing over me in my bed, I'd be like, oh, get the fuck out of my bedroom. What the fuck? That's terrifying.
Yeah.
And there probably is. I heard some walking around in my attic last night.
An alien?
I don't know. Could be.
Probably
you can't rule it out.
Sound like footsteps. You can't rule it out.
Listen. Can't rule it out.
Can't rule that one out.
Can't rule it out.
Until you say that we can, and then I'll rephrase it.
The aliens are in the attic.
Until it is ruled out.
Until it's ruled out, and then I'll let you know that's ruled out. But everyone's afraid of AI, that AI is going to take over. But
big
what
time.
If the government take over with alien technology?
Well, the government are in charge already.
But with alien technology?
Well, that's fucking crazy.
Not that they're not taking out, like, they're already the boss, like.
Well, they already have it. That's what the orbs are. The orbs that people are saying aren't aliens. They're
the government.
I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know which government. It could be China, it could be Russia, it could be America. But like, they're testing out something. They're testing out something. That's what I think. So that's why I don't want to homeschool, Ollie.
And that concludes today's lesson, Ollie.
Imagine how he'd torn out when he's like 18 if you taught him that from this age. If that's all you fed him.
We were talking about it.
I know, but if you were just took him out of school and it was giving him all of that information for like...
And then Joe turned out to be right. And Ollie's the only prepared human on the planet.
The bunker baby.
Yeah.
I did it. I went to a VR thingy.
Oh, tell Saturday. Us about that.
It's pretty good. Deadly. Yeah, it's pretty good. Like Stranger Things.
Oh yeah, where's that?
It's on Nassau Street.
Wow.
It's a huge place. Like, so they have different games you can do. It's not just Stranger Things. There's like Squid Games and like different zombie things and apocalyptic.
Is it just
VR.
A headset like that you can play on the Meta Quest?
You have like a body vest thingy, and then you've got sensors on your ankles and your wrists. But you kind of get the vibrations off it, but it's like fully immersive, like, and the sounds, you get the headphones and all. Like, it's kind of like VR, PlayStation or whatever, but it's better than that, like.
Yeah.
It's good. Like, it's mad.
Isn't it?
It's mad, like.
Imagine where we're going to be in 10 years with that sort of technology.
He was saying, the fella that was instructing us was saying that Steam, is it?
Yeah, Steam.
They
yeah.
have a new thing out where it captures.
Steam Valve.
Is that what it is?
Well, it's a VR thing, but they probably
but
have capture
something to do with capturing stuff better, or like it's almost nearly realistic, like, well, to the graphics of like a PC or like a PlayStation 5 or whatever.
Yeah, or better.
Because it's not quite there yet with VR.
It will be.
It will, 100%.
It will be.
It's very close, like.
It's frightening.
And it'll be so good that it'll be in a contact lens. You won't need a headset or
All this like stuff that you've got carrying around will just be gone.
Yeah. Or a chip in the brain.
I'd rather that now.
A chip in the brain?
A chip in the brain, little McCain's.
McCain chip.
Or
a strong roux, a little strong roux.
Yeah.
Little sweet potato chip.
Yeah, in the brain, yeah. Whack that in there and we do a little VR yuck.
And AI is going to take over actors as well.
They sign up?
No, they'll just create different people, new people.
That will last forever.
That will last forever. You want to go see that film with your man in it? Or actually... If you want to see a film, or want to see an action film with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it or whatever, and aliens come down, but then he beats the... You just type that in and it'll just make that film for you.
In a second?
God. Like that.
Ah. I don't want to be here for all that.
What film would you make and who's in it? What kind of film would you make and then who's starring in it?
I'd like to see something with bleeding Luke Kelly. Oh, a film with Luke Kelly in. Like Luke Kelly in Predator.
Star Wars.
Yeah. Like literally, yeah. Luke Kelly in Star Wars.
As James Bond.
Yeah. I'm not your father.
But even that James Bond, everyone's like, oh, I'd love to see Cillian Murphy as James Bond. Would you? Well, now you can.
Wow.
There you go.
Now you can.
Sora. Is that what it's called?
Sora 2, yeah.
Sora 2, there you go. Cillian Murphy, James Bond.
Enjoy.
Enjoy that there. What do you think of the country?
Stay out of it. This is a trigger warning for parents. So if you have small kiddos, I'm going to talk about Santa Claus. So this is a private conversation for parents only to listen to. So cover your little ones' ears or stop listening at this moment or fast forward. But I went to like a Santa experience where you go through different stops and it's like a Lapland experience where you see Mrs. Claus and you see the elves and you go to like the post service and then you go to where they make the cookies and then you come to the end, the big one, huh? You get to see the big one.
El Capitan.
And I'm with my two boys, Ollie and Beck, and I'm with another family with two kids and we're queuing up. Everyone's queuing up to go in. And they open the door. We're waiting there for ages, first of all. And then they opened the door. And the family before us that we were with, they went in. And then they closed the door. And then about 10 seconds later, they opened the door again. And then said, Santa's ready to see you. After like 10 seconds. But when you go in, there's like three doors. And we went into one of them. And Santa was in there. And we were doing the chat and the talking and stuff like that. And then we got our toys, we got our photograph, and then we left, and then we were at the end, have a little coffee and stuff at the end. And we left before the family that went in,
okay,
before us came out. And Ollie twigged this. And he didn't just twig. So he twigged that we came out before them, but they went in before us. So how the hell did that happen?
Mm.
And then he twigged that there was three doors. And obviously, like, there's three Santies, one in each door, to kind of just get the line moving, you know?
Mm.
And Ollie said to us yesterday, he goes, that Santie wasn't real. And we're like, well, what are you talking about? He goes, I know he wasn't real. I was like, why are you saying that? And he goes, because they went in before us and we went in after, but we left before them. Like, how did that happen? And he goes, and there was three doors, so we know that he was just a man dressed up as Santy. And he's only seven. And I'm like, fucking hell. They should be really more careful with that sort of shit.
That is a good point.
Mm. Really, really more careful with that. And Jeez. He remembered the photograph. So we got a photograph. And he remembered the photograph from last year when we went to see Santy. And he went in, he got it. And he goes, look, they're two different people.
Jesus.
This kid.
I know. He's too smart.
He's CSI.
He's too fucking
clever.
Smart.
Yeah. I think... Maybe he's just too clever and all other children are like, hey,
hey. Easily explained.
So before that this, Moira done an idea and it was nice. She wrote a letter from Santa Claus to the kids to make sure that they're being a good boy and to give them a heads up that they're going to this Santa experience on the weekend. And she wrapped it in cling film and then put it in loads of water and put it in the freezer, turned it into a block of ice.
That's so clever.
I'd love
to get one of those.
Well, it wouldn't be nice.
Mm. She can make you one.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
And then, it was actually a terrible idea in the end. A little bit, just because...
Couldn't read it.
The water, the block of ice. It fucking soaked right through. The letter was soaking. Anyway, we put the block of ice, Murray put the block of ice outside and then played like Jingle Bells. I was playing with the kids in the sitting room and she played like Sleigh Bells. And Ollie was like, what's that? Is that Santa? And I was like, fuck, is it? Let's go check. And Maura was like, what's going on? She's like, we heard sleigh bells. We're going outside to check, see who it was. And we went outside and the block of ice was there. And we're like, what is this? It's a block of ice. What the hell? And then we cracked it open and it was a whole thing.
That is so sweet.
It was very sweet and it was very exciting. And he was so excited. The two of them were very excited. And he genuinely bought into it. But now he's questioning everything because he's like, well, he was saying then, so I think he just went to the North Pole and got that letter and then left that there and then he went around the side of the house and hid and just pretended to ring sleigh bells. He's trying to rationalise everything.
Mm.
So now, to bring it back to AI, I'm thinking I'm going to get footage of the ring doorbell and make a video of Santa leaving the letter down and then like flying off into the sky.
Nice.
That's one of the nice things about AI.
That is amazing. And then that would bring it all, that would complete the circle in his head. That would complete the circuit and he's done, like he'd be settled in.
Yeah. He believes again.
Yeah, that's the only piece, that's amazing.
But what if like, there's just no way around that and the Santa just starts like kicking everyone and punching everyone.
It starts punching Rudolph. Oof, oof, oof.
It's Pep Guardiola.
Or he just has a random carrot stuck in his head or something, you know. Because AI just thinks.
But that is very sweet. But yeah, for AI, it'd be great for stuff like that. Yeah.
But fucking frustrating. Bleeding three doors. Obviously. Opening after fucking 10 seconds. So I only had to go in. Will you bleed and wait for a second?
They should time it. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it's grand. I'll get another year out of it, I reckon. With him.
Yeah.
And then the other fella, he'd be telling him.
I know. He'd be ratting it out.
He'd be like, yeah. If I know, you're alone. Yeah. That's the end of it.
Christmas is ruined for
How
me.
How old were you?
Oh, he was couldn't about 10.
Damn.
My brother said to
me, I just hope there's no children listening to this when they shouldn't. Because when I was a kid, I used to watch Euro Trash.
Oh.
And I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
So I hope there's no kids.
Hopefully there's no kids watching or listening to this podcast when they shouldn't be listening to it.
Because you found out.
Because they say funny videos online and think, podcast, I'll listen to that. And then they just get to the end and it's like,
okay. We've given fair warning.
Oh, the fair warning's there.
Mm. Fair warning has been given.
So no complaints.
What were we saying though?
What were we saying, fam? What was I saying? I was saying something there.
You were 10.
I was 10. My brother said, do you believe in Santy? I was showing off. I said, no, but I did. And they said, well, do you want to see the toys then? And then brought me up to...
I found all mine the hot one year.
Did you? Is that how you found out?
In my nanny's wardrobe. I went looking. I had my inklings. There was people around me kind of talking about it. I was like, no!
I don't want to believe it's not true.
Just denial after a certain stage, like when you reach,
you don't want to believe.
You don't want to not believe.
Yeah, sorry, you don't want to believe it's not true.
Yeah,
and then you get that 1 year out of it.
It's a big shock, though.
It's terrible. Like you question everything.
It's absolutely worth it, though.
You question everything. Yeah,
I like, think so.
Are they even my parents?
Yeah. What the fuck is real?
Why would they do that for so long?
I'm still questioning everything. Are we AI? Are we in a simulation?
Was that such an origin story for how you turned into this conspiracy guy? Is that when you found out the...
Well, you find it amazing that society can hold this lie for as long as they have. Like everyone in this society across the world feeds into this lie. For years and years and years. It's amazing. It's very impressive.
Some would say religion.
Yeah, well, some would.
Not me.
Of course not.
Not me. Not a fake
like you. Unshakable.
What do you think of that?
I loved it.
You happy with that, Ed?
I'm very satisfied with that.
Would that be up to your standards?
Covered a lot of ground. A lot of AI chat.
A
lot of alien chat.
Santi chat.
Joe put in a lot of driving chat, I think.
For aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
It's one of the better lectures you've given.
We believe.
I wish I had more information. Sometimes I'm just like, oh shit, there's a thing I did. I should do homework. I feel like I should write down notes. Mm. I should write down notes.
And again, we got into the Santa situation.
Yeah, we did.
Post-game warning.
Yeah.
If you started at the end of this podcast and rewinding, cover the small ears. Even if you have small ears yourself as a grown adult.
Yeah, but
cover them.
The end of the podcast isn't for children.
Wouldn't say any of it is, but...
Well, none of it is, really. True. But, like, I know that there is
we
some people...
We started the podcast talking about fingers up the bum, so yeah. I think that was... If you kids
circle,
still listening after that.
Full circle.
But, like, you know, kids will get hold of phones and...
Yeah.
They're going to listen, aren't they?
Would rule it out.
I'm going on Spotify and listening to Stahler with Darren
and Joe.
I think
they're too advanced at this stage, like, you know.
They're not going on TikTok and
I've had people come up to me saying that they're... I listen to it with my kids.
Yeah.
And, like, when I think of the kids, I'm like, is it, like, are they, like, under... 10?
No.
Like, don't be doing that. So I wouldn't let my kid listen to this if I had one. And you wouldn't either.
No.
You know?
I have two kids and neither of them.
Because we're mad, like, you know, we couldn't be letting kids listen to that.
Yeah, it's mad.
No.
It's
right, I'm going to leg it anyway because the two of yous are wrecking my head.
Ah, no. Don't be lying.
Stick around for an old bonus while you're at it, will you?
Ah, sure, we'll get on.
Go on.
We'll do that. See ya.
All the best.
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking, boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.